Good morning from the Financial Times. Today is Monday, May 3rd, and this is your FT News Briefing. Apple's Epic trial begins today. The iPhone maker faces off in court against the game developer behind the smash hit Fortnite. And another court will hear whether the Dakota Access Pipeline should be shut down again. Plus, China has been investing heavily in Serbia, but some locals worry about troubling side effects.
You can actually just see the red dust accumulating on the leaves of plants. The pollution around 120 days a year, it's considered extremely hazardous.
I'm Mark Filippino, and here's the news you need to start your day. Today is the start of a huge legal battle in the tech world. The video game developer behind the popular game Fortnite is suing Apple. The developer, Epic, accuses Apple of having a monopoly over app distribution on its devices. The companies began clashing last year. Epic created a payment system that avoided Apple's commission. Apple famously takes 30% of all payments made on apps from its app store. Apple didn't like Epic's workaround and kicked Fortnite off the platform. So Epic came back with a lawsuit.
I think this is one of the biggest cases. In fact, it's really not even my opinion. This is one of the biggest cases brought against Apple since the company was founded. I think the consequences could be huge.
The FT's Patrick McGee is covering the trial.
The implications could really be that app developers are no longer having to do the checkout with Apple or having to pay the 30% fee to Apple. And that would be pretty monumental to what historically has been Apple's fastest growing business over the last 5 years, which is the services business. And it would basically redefine the relationship between Apple and thousands of developers.
So Patrick, what's Epic's main argument here? Why do they say Apple has a monopoly?
Epic basically says, you know, look, it's been 12 years since the iPhone App Store came out. You can't just sort of demand this fee in perpetuity. At this stage, with a billion users, the iPhone iOS market is itself a market. And, you know, we can only get into the iPhone and reach a billion users, you know, basically 1/7 of the planet through this one mechanism. And Apple is forcing us to use, you know, both the App Store in order to have the app downloaded and the app payment system in order to have people pay for it.
And Apple's defense?
Apple doesn't view the App Store checkout system as something sort of distinct from the rest of the product. They would say, look, we created a system where app developers of all stripes and sizes have come to become multi-billion dollar businesses over the last decade plus. And anyone who doesn't want to pay our 30% commission is fundamentally asking for a free ride, as if Apple didn't sort of create the whole ecosystem to begin with and continue to update it with security features and everything else that give consumers trust.
Do legal analysts have a clear sense of who has the edge right now?
You have to say that in terms of legal precedent, Apple really does have the edge here. I mean, the judge herself has said that Epic is arguing on the frontiers of antitrust policy. You know, in other words, novel arguments that either haven't been tried or are being used in novel ways. Epic, by contrast, probably has the momentum. I mean, the EU charged Apple with abuse of power just a few days ago. German companies sued Apple last Monday. French startups, about 2,000 of them, filed a complaint alleging privacy hypocrisy just last month. So, you know, the question, I guess, is precedent versus momentum.
Patrick McGee covers Apple for the Financial Times, and he'll be covering the trial. Thanks, Patrick.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Also today in the U.S., the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe will learn whether an oil pipeline that passes through its territory will be temporarily shut down for review. The Native American tribe and environmentalists have been protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline. And today, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will tell a court whether the pipeline should be closed for a new assessment of its impact on drinking water and the local environment. The FT's U.S. energy reporter, Miles McCormick, told me what it would mean if the pipeline is shut down.
If Dakota Access was to be closed down, it would be a pretty bad omen for other pipeline projects that are out there being constructed or that are facing major protests from activists. And the other main strand is the wider political question, in which you have a new administration which has vowed to try and transition America away from oil. So the Biden administration could use this as an opportunity perhaps to flex its muscles in the guise of the Army Corps of Engineers to show what its position is on future pipeline projects and opt to shut it down.
Miles McCormick is the FT's U.S. energy reporter. In Serbia, there's concern over the environmental impact of Chinese-owned factories. China has been investing heavily in Serbia over the past decade or so, and Chinese companies have been buying and reviving factories in the Balkan country. But Serbians now worry that pollution is eroding the economic benefits. The FT Southeast Europe correspondent Valerie Hopkins has been reporting on this, and she joins me now. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Mark.
So, Valerie, you visited a steel factory in central Serbia that used to be owned by an American company, U.S. Steel. But in 2016, a Chinese company bought it. How is the factory doing growth-wise?
Since the Chinese company bought the factory, it really ramped up production and it's, you know, firing on all fronts. So it's actually become Serbia's biggest exporter. So it's quite active.
And as a consequence, there's pollution. How bad is it?
Indeed. So I visited a family that lives just across the street from the factory, which is pretty big. So there's a lot of neighborhoods around. But in one of the most affected neighborhoods, you can actually just see the red dust accumulating on the leaves of plants, on poles, fences. The pollution reaches levels, I think, around 120 days a year. It's like considered extremely hazardous for health.
So I have to assume that it makes it really hard to breathe. It's respiratory stuff that's really the main concern here.
Yes, it's these kind of microparticles in the air that harm people. And one of the women I spoke to and interviewed for the story said that actually, you know, in the last couple of years, since the Chinese have taken over the factory, sometimes she will go weeks without really being able to talk very well or breathe very well.
Now, aren't there environmental regulations that have to be considered here? Are factories considering these regulations? What's going on there?
Well, this is very difficult because a lot of the agreements that were made between the Chinese companies and the Serbian state have never been published. Especially after now President Aleksandar Vučić came back to power, he has really worked to strengthen the so-called steel friendship between China and Serbia. But that means that a lot of the negotiations and the deal making is happening on a personal level. So the Linglong tire factory, which is going to be just 1 kilometer outside of the city of Zrenjanin, local environmental activists say, you know, they're not necessarily upset that it's a Chinese company or that it's a Chinese investor. You know, after all, many of the people in Smederevo, where the steel mill is, are grateful that the Chinese came and, you know, have hired more people and are working at full capacity. They need jobs. But some of the people are worried that their government is not holding the Chinese investors to the environmental standards that they have in Europe. And, you know, these have consequences beyond Serbia. Smederevo is on the Danube and, you know, they're disposing of waste just 100 meters from the river at a municipal dump. So these also have ramifications beyond Serbia.
So you mentioned some of the things activists are pushing for. What can actually be done to fix this?
It's very difficult because in Serbia, the party of President Vučić has a 2/3 majority. There's effectively no opposition in the parliament. And almost every single city, town, village is run by his party or one of its satellites. So it's very difficult for people to investigate. But, you know, a small group of activists and civil society organizations are collecting themselves. There was a protest on April 10th, which I attended, which was against some of these environmentally damaging industries. And I think, you know, it seems like the government is starting to listen because they are concerned ahead of elections that will be next year. So they immediately halted a plastic, like a waste disposal factory because it was polluting a nearby river. And they also told the Zijin-run mine in Bor that they needed to halt production, and they gave them 15 days or something to adhere to the environmental standards. You know, the activists feel that that was a major victory. I think it was really one of the first times that any kind of protest bore any fruit, and it could be pose some difficulties for the Sino-Serbian relations.
Valerie Hopkins is the FT Southeast Europe correspondent. Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you so much, Mark.
You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back tomorrow for the latest business news.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hi, this is Matt
and Sean
from Two Black Guys
with Good Credit. From a local business to a global corporation.
Partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful you'll make every move matter.
Visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business to learn more.
What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.